Hi, this is Sebastian Ferry presenting CRelease. In this screencast, I will show you how it is possible to create a new object description using the exact same interface. So for instance, suppose I want to describe the film Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I first check that it doesn't exist in the dataset. And as it doesn't exist, I will create it. So to take an example, I use Finding Neverland. This shows the exact URI of the film, and from this I can forge a new URI for Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Okay, so it comes without a label, so for better presentation I'm going to define immediately a label for this new film. Okay, so just to avoid noise. Okay, so far this film only has one property, its label, but if I click plus, it will try and find similar objects so as to suggest me properties. So the beginning it just suggests everything, because the only property known is the label, which is not informative. So I first say that this is a film, and from this, if I ask for more results, similar results, it will suggest me the properties that apply to films. So it just ignores the name of the film and just retain the property of film, and shows me the selection of films and suggests me the relevant properties for films. So it says, for instance, that films sometimes have a country, the country where they were produced. So I double click country, and then it suggests me the possible production countries of films. I know that this film was produced in the United States, so I select United States. I set the focus again on the film, and then it suggests me to specify a director. So I double click director, so that it suggests me the possible directors, and the preferred directors are the directors that produced the film in the United States. So I can find the right director here, Tim Burton. Okay, now I will select a music composer, so I cross music composer, and it suggests me only one music composer, because this is the preferred music composer of Tim Burton, and indeed this is the music composer of this film. So I select this music composer. Now I'm going to select a few starring actors, so I cross starring. On here it lists the preferred actors in films directed by Tim Burton and produced in the United States, and so on. So we can see here the 7 preferred actors, and indeed Johnny Depp is an actor of this film. Now I also remember that Freddie Highmore is starring in this film. If I double click starring, I don't find it in the preferred actors. If I extend, I get 28 suggestions, but I don't find Freddie Highmore, so I just choose to look for it with auto completion. This works, and that's it. And now the type is simply a film, label has been defined on the web page. We can define it here, but we won't do it in this screencast, but this can be done. At this stage we have filled the description of this film with all suggested information. Oh, but this is something missing. If I click plus, it also suggests release date. Some films have a release date and we have not chosen one. So the release date here is 2005. Okay, and that's it. Now the description is complete. If I click plus again, I can see that all those properties have been filled. If I click again, the same. If I click again, no more properties appear. So we can consider that the description is relatively complete. So at this stage, we can assert this description. And now, if we look for Charlie on the chocolate factory, we can find it. If I right-click here and I select View, I can have here the complete description of this resource. This is a film whose labels is Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, starring Johnny Depp and starring Freddie Highmore, and whose release date is 2005, and music composer is Danny Elfman, and director is Tim Burton, and country is United States. Okay.